Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chunkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Chris Doering, our pal, former Redskin wide receiver, former Gator, now SEC Network analyst, going to join us coming up at 7:20. Fill us in on Jaden Daniels. We'll be talking more draft in the coming weeks, but we're in the midst of free agency, and we had the NFL tampering period on day one. The Commanders were very busy. We talked a lot about some of those additions. Well, day two was equally as busy, if not more busy. They added a couple of edge rushers. Farrell comes over from San Francisco. He was a number four pick in the draft just a few years ago. They add another former Cowboy in Dante Fowler, who apparently has just followed Dan Quinn everywhere Dan Quinn coaches.
Okay, that's his guy.
That's good. He's the third Cowboy that they've added. They added a backup quarterback in Marcus Mariota. They added a long snapper. Last name Ott. Is his first name Trevor? Already forgotten.
Trey or Trevor
Tyler.
Or something.
Tyler Ott.
I knew it was
Yeah.
Who am I missing? They added like five guys yesterday.
Jeremy Chin from Carolina.
Oh, yeah, Chin, the safety from Carolina. Yeah. So if you include Zach Ertz, they've added 11 players in total.
I think they've been by far the most active, right?
And one thing that strikes me, they haven't re-signed any of the Commanders guys.
They looked at their current roster and said, we're fine with all of you guys landing in different spots. Not interested in re-signing any of you.
I saw a list from the 33rd team. I really liked it. It's a lot of executives and coaches that put together the 33rd team and scouts. And they had a top 10 free agents left. Two of them are Commanders. Fuller and Cam Curl. But apparently there's
Curtis
no interest.
Samuel wasn't on that list. He didn't crack the top 10.
You know what I can check?
I mean,
I know it's on our Instagram
close
page.
To that, I would think.
McCurl, I read this morning, it looks like he's agreeing to go to the Seahawks. Did you see that?
I did see a report. I'm not sure.
Yeah, 4 years, $40 million or something.
So they
like
don't
that.
Want any of their own guys.
That's
from last year.
Appeared
Dude,
to be the case.
You look at the roster, it's never been so bad.
I get it. I just thought they'd be interested in maybe Curl, bringing him back.
Yeah, it's just too expensive.
No Curtis Samuel cakes. This was as of 8 hours ago or something like that. Top 10 free agents still available, according to the 33rd team. Tyron Smith was one. Kyle Duggar, two. Safety from New England. Cam Curl, three. Calvin Ridley, four. Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, five. DJ Reader is defensive tackle for the Bengals, six. Kendall Fuller, seven. So two of the top seven from the Commanders. And right now, this is a complete overhaul. They don't want anybody who was in the building from last year.
Right.
It seems like.
Well, think about it.
We talked about
they got 11 new guys from free agency, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They've got nine draft picks.
Right,
it's
20.
At least. I believe it's nine.
And then a couple free agents.
Yeah, so there's going to be roughly, I mean, some of those guys will be on practice squad, but half the roster will be new.
Roster be
and
new.
I saw Sadiq Charles signed elsewhere.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, we were talking about what they're going to do at tackle. They've addressed the interior when they added the guy from the Chiefs, and they added the Cowboys center, and you've got Cosme, so you would imagine that those three are going to be the interior of the offensive line, but they need to figure out what they're going to do at tackle. And Charles was somebody who was on the team last year, could fill the void, but he's bounced.
He's
and
gone.
It seems like they told everybody, if you're a free agent and you were here last year, You can go find a new
Charles
home.
With the Titans. He winds up in Tennessee. That's his new home.
What do you make of the Mariota signing? We talked about it a little yesterday. Some people want to connect it to Jaden Daniels, who we're going to have on a 720 because he's a dual threat quarterback.
Yeah, who knows?
Others say, well, this means sayonara to Sam Howell.
I think it definitely means that. I don't see them keeping.
I mean, we talked about it yesterday,
Howell and
right?
Mariota.
Oh, the Howlers are bitter today.
That's fine. They're gonna have to deal with it.
I think it's the best thing for Howell if they can move him.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, hopefully they can.
I mean, if they can't, he's coming in. He's the number three, and then he's like a practice squad
guy.
Don't
expect a lot of compensation coming in return.
I mean, somebody said yesterday they thought that plenty of teams would give him a fourth for him.
I think a fourth would be the ceiling. I mean, if they get a fourth, they should do it 5 minutes ago.
Because I think it'd be similar to the Mac Jones haul.
Yeah, I mean, Mac Jones went for a sixth. So maybe split the difference, get a fifth.
A lot
of
people think.
Everybody moves on.
A lot of people think the market for the trading these quarterbacks is so tarnished, I guess you could say, with Mac being traded for a sixth. You're better off holding on to him, waiting for someone to go down, like a backup to go down or a starter to go down in preseason or in the middle of the season.
It's not the worst case scenario.
And then trade
idea.
When you have a higher value that way, when there's more of a need.
Do you put any significance into Mariota affecting the draft choice?
No.
The quarterback?
Not a ton. I just think that they see an experienced guy who's now a journeyman backup level guy in Mariota. They think he's an upgrade over Sam Howell.
I think it's a guy that Brian Johnson worked with, is what I think it was.
That's what I think it is, and I don't put too much into it because I don't think he was their first choice. Reports are that they were looking at Sam Darnold. And Sam Darnold, if you want to make a connection, he's not like Jaden Daniels. He's probably more like Drake May. Like,
yeah.
If you
want to get
read
any
into
tell on it.
I just can't
think
believe
it's
there,
a tell
there was
either.
Actually a competition for Sam Darnold's services.
Yeah.
That shocked me more.
And he got good money.
Anything.
I mean, it's only a year, but he got good money.
I know. You know. It's stunning to me.
That's what some of these backups get. But we talked about it yesterday. It makes sense that they're getting a veteran backup because they want that guy around in the quarterback room for a young
Mariota
guy.
Mariota seems like a perfect guy to be a mentor to a young quarterback.
Apparently he's a great guy. He's a great guy in the locker room.
Who are the teams that still, like obviously, desperately still need a quarterback in our draft.
Denver needs one.
Denver, that's a no-brainer. I think for Howell to be a bridge guy.
Minnesota needs a quarterback.
I mean, Minnesota,
they
bridge
signed
guy.
Darnold, but that's a one-year deal. So.
Oh, well, Minnesota will use Darnold then.
Yeah.
I think Darnold somehow resuscitated his reputation during the year in San Francisco where he really didn't play.
He didn't.
Somehow he helped out his reputation.
I want to see how he
Trubisky
does outside.
Trubisky did that, right? Yeah, Trubisky sat out for a year, and then all of a sudden people were clamoring
for
him a couple years ago.
He played for Buffalo, and people thought, oh, he backed up Josh Allen. He must have improved. Yeah. Incorrect. He didn't. He's actually the same player.
Yeah, but he still gets jobs.
He still gets paid.
Yeah,
that's true.
Still does.
Yeah.
But in terms of the teams that need quarterbacks, I mean, besides the top three, and then you still have Fields, and I saw Fields was linked to the Raiders yesterday, and then possibly making a deal. So we'll see.
But the Raiders brought in Minshew, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but... You know, you could still bring in Fields, and it could be a battle there, or Fields could be a backup. I don't know.
Right.
The Fields market is dried up.
That market is,
it's crazy.
Bone dry out
all
there.
The teams he was linked
I think
to
Chicago, this is what I think Chicago should do, and Valdez, you kind of touched on it. I think they should just keep him for now.
Keep him as the backup
draft,
to Caleb?
Draft your quarterback, and then, you know, unless you get a good deal on draft day.
Right.
Or draft weekend. If not, you just keep someone's going to get hurt in camp, and then maybe you get better value. But
or,
I don't think you just give them away completely.
Or you build around them like you trade back, like the guy that we had on the show that was anti Caleb Williams, first round draft scout, forgot his actual name. He says you get the haul, draft Marvin Harrison Jr., pair him with what you already have in DJ Moore, and you run it back with Justin Fields, and you load up the team.
Yeah,
with
the,
another
do
draft
that.
Haul like they did last season,
they're just not going to do that.
It's the field. It's the contract. It's not necessarily an addendum on.
He's coming
skill.
Up. He's got one more year left.
Yeah,
and
he's got
paid.
Yeah, he's got one more year, and then he's going to want an extension. So you're basically trading something for a 1 year rental if it doesn't work out.
Right.
That's you know.
And are you going to pay Justin Fields $30 million
if it works out? Sure.
If
he has a
you,
good year, he would.
To be honest with you, if I'm trying to find a bridge quarterback, I'd rather have Sam Howell in his contract than be kind of stuck with Fields for a year and then all of a sudden have to go into negotiations with him.
Look, I'm no huge Fields guy. I actually do pay attention to wins and losses for quarterbacks. I know it's not the be-all and end-all. He's lost a ton of games. I brought this up before, his second half stats, if you put him next to Zach Wilson, you wouldn't know the difference. And Zach Wilson gets crucified. And some people think
that's the reason no one's coming to Chicago and saying, here, we'll give you a second round pick for him. Other teams feel the same way.
So yesterday we kind of went around the room and said, well, what's your favorite move? I said from day one, mine was the Luvu signing. I thought they desperately need a linebacker. And, you know, based on what I read, I'd never heard of him before. It's not like I studied Frankie Luvu on the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. But based on everything you read, that was my favorite. And we kind of went around the room. What about yesterday? Did any of the signings move you?
No.
Not move me, but I like the Mariota signing. I'd rather have a more experienced quarterback teaching and helping out and bringing along the number two draft pick than I would have Sam Howell do it.
What was Farrell like in San Francisco, Jason? I know he didn't put up big sack numbers, but he started every game.
He's just a rotation guy.
No, he's good against the run, apparently.
Yeah, he's not a great pass rusher, but... That's what they did.
He's good against the run.
And I think Quinn will do that, too. I think Quinn likes to use a lot of different guys on the edge, mm-hmm. so he'll just rotate these guys.
Well, he's got three new guys now in Farrell, Fowler, and, of course, Armstrong, who they got on day one. Mm-hmm. I would say I'm intrigued by Chin.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
His rookie season, he was really hyped up.
I think he was on the all-rookie team.
I believe he was second in defensive rookie of the year.
Right.
Behind Chase Young. Who, by the way, his market. Now, if you believe that I think he has three visits scheduled with teams. Titans, Panthers,
Is he like the
Saints?
Only one visiting teams? Everyone else is just agreeing.
I don't know.
He wants to go check it out.
There's not a lot happening on that Chase Young market.
Well, all you got to do is find one suitor. He's got three teams interested.
Well, every one of those suitors has seen the tape of him loafing in games and his motor being stalled when he's out on the field.
Probably. Yep. He's probably going to have to prove it once again. He's not going to get some 4-year deal with a huge bonus.
He'll probably get some incentive-laden deal, right?
Yeah, he'll get a prove-it deal. I think Chin could be a good deal, but look, you're losing Cam Curl. It seems like they've decided to let two of their better players on defense go.
They would rather pay Jeremy Chin on a 1-year deal than because they know if they want Curl, it's going to be a 3 or 4 year deal for substantial money.
I think most of these guys are placeholders. They're starting literally all over, and they actually just need guys with a pulse. And most of these guys are just guys with a pulse.
I mean, you're starting secondary, St. Juice and Forbes at corner. I guess Derek Forrest at safety and Percy Butler. I mean, that's your starting secondary right now.
Yeah. Quan Martin has to be
in that mix
somewhere.
You're not putting Chin as a starter?
I mean, maybe Chin is – does he start over Forrest? Okay, maybe. But my point is I think there's still some question marks in that unit.
There's question marks everywhere.
Well, you're getting better at defensive line, and you're getting better at offensive line, and you're getting better at linebacker.
I mean, a little bit, yeah.
Definitely a better linebacker.
You're starting at zero.
The defensive line, though, is the defensive line better right now with Farrell, Fowler, and Armstrong than it was with Montez Sweat?
Oh, I'm saying after the trade.
Chase Young?
I'm saying after the trades.
Probably.
Well, Chase Young, I don't even factor Chase Young in there. Yeah, I would take these guys over Chase Young, yes.
I don't know.
I would take Dorrance Armstrong over Chase Young.
Supposedly, you know, the whole reason why they were so light on linebackers is because they expected, you know, those ends, uh-huh, the tackles to do all the work. Now you're going to maybe have a little bit more traditional. You're going to need more linebackers to do some work.
Yeah.
Well, they also wanted more guys in the secondary, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
They're running more safeties, but remember, the Buffalo safety.
Remember, Washington got good draft picks for those trades for Sweat and Young. Mm-hmm. So I'd take that.
Yeah, they got second and third rounders.
I mean, I'd take that.
Yeah. I would still like to have Sweat. But...
Okay, yeah, probably. But since you kind of knew they weren't going to pay him.
Right.
So you kind of start over at that unit.
They're not really paying anybody. All these guys are getting deals.
They'd rather have Dorrance Armstrong at a third of the price tag of Montez Sweat.
All right.
Armstrong is my favorite signing of the 2 days so far. That's my favorite signing. He's the one I think that could be the most impactful. Maybe Luvu. I don't know. If you say so, I believe you. But Armstrong, I think, you know, for a guy to have 16 sacks and part-time duty in the last 2 years, I like the sound of that.
Later in the show, Chris Doering is going to join us. We'll get his take on Jaden Daniels. He's an analyst for the SEC Network. Is that what the Commanders should do with that number two pick?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.